We live in a blizzard of information. News reports, analysis, and opinions. But what goes into the final piece that's broadcast, printed, or shared online?
One of the hardest things is assessing how much of the crazy is crazy.
There is really horrific stuff, and they see the news isn't reporting it. Some people can perceive that as a cover-up.
For nearly 40 years, I've been reporting from some of the most complex and dangerous places in the world, across the Middle East, Africa, Afghanistan, former Yugoslavia, and Ukraine. When I started, it was not outlandish to see journalists as observers, not soldiers, in wars of politics and culture. That feels like it's changed.
I don't live in Australia. Are you actually a respectable journalist?
You are fake news.
Journalists are no longer seen as non-combatants on cultural or political battlefields.
Spelled by the authorities.
This is the tool for the deep establishment.
As well as the real ones.
There's been some incoming fire.
Journalists! It's a professional ambush.
In this series, I'll be taking you to some of the most contentious stories I've ever covered.
They can't all have been lying, surely.
How surely? Why are you
people
sure?
People at the checkpoint with guns. But at the moment, we can't even do any film.
And to the obstacles that stand between journalists and the truth.
When Harvey Weinstein called me up and said he wanted to talk about the story off the record, I said absolutely not.
It surged far-right, Islamophobic discourses.
By the journalists or by unscrupulous right-wingers?
By both.
And how journalists, like me, navigate around them.
I just think we're sort of playing games when we pretend we can act like those feelings no longer exist.
Showing why you can't be neutral in a world this cruel.
Get a bit emotional about it, actually.
I was going to wear my sweater, which is branded with my mantra, which is be truthful, not neutral. And I learned this distinction during Bosnia.
As the family was leaving, the gunners found their range.
What the purpose of journalism is.
It couldn't have been all for nothing.
What are you, an activist or a journalist?
I can't disentangle them.
The answers are never definitive.
No, you cannot go Jeremy. No, we can have this argument, and I think we should.
Journalists tend to argue.
Every word that comes out of your mouth to me, in a way, is a form of opinion.
Well, I'd say it's analysis.
And it's a very fine line between analysis and opinion.
But there are important principles at stake.
Was it worth it?
I'd be willing to bet he would say yes.
You have to be sure that someone sitting somewhere will be unhappy with what you are saying.
Why do you stick it out?
It's a very good question, Jeremy.
Subscribe to Frontlines of Journalism from BBC Radio 4 now. With all 10 episodes available on BBC Sounds from the 8th of May.
Our loyalty must be to the truth.